You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Profit booking, F&O expiry and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address pulled indices lower today on Wednesday, the 27th of March 2019. All the activities that happened on Dalal Street and what we can expect over the coming few days in this F&O expiry week is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, things were swimming along nicely until a complete U-turn was seen in the Indian markets post 1:30 p.m. and that caught many by surprise. Nifty 50 put up a strong show of over 100 points on Tuesday, but bulls failed to keep the momentum going at higher levels today on Wednesday. Benchmark indices wiped out some of the gains made in the previous trading session. The S&P BSE Sensex fell by about 100 points, while the Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 11,500 levels. What was the final tally on the Dalal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex closed 100 points lower at 38,132, while Nifty 50 closed 38 points down at 11,445. In terms of technicals, Nifty 50 closed near its 5 days exponential moving average, which is a good sign because this short-term moving average has been acting as a crucial support for the index since the 19th of February. Also, the Nifty index picked up steam and reached an intraday high of 11,545 in anticipation of something much more relevant for the markets ahead of the Prime Minister's address to the nation. In an address to the nation, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India successfully conducted an anti-satellite missile test, that is ASAT, on the 27th of March, becoming only the fourth country in the world to do so. The gains started to fizzle out post 12:30 p.m. and eventually the index gave up gains to turn negative post 1:30 p.m. as traders preferred to book profit at higher levels. Apart from the Prime Minister's address, which fell flat for the markets, the March F&O expiry due on Thursday tomorrow is also likely to have caused volatility in the markets, according to experts. Siddharth Khemka, Vice President, Head of Research Retail at Motilal Oswal, told Money Control, and I quote, "Market gained in the morning trade led by strong global cues and RBI's forex swap, which led to some strength in the Indian rupee. The fall in the market was led by profit booking and also to some extent a section of the markets might have been expecting big bang announcements from the Prime Minister's address to the nation, which fell flat. Given the fact that the announcement was not related to the economy and elections must have triggered profit booking in the markets. Investors are advised to use dips to buy into markers." Unquote. You can, of course, hear more from that interview that Siddharth gave to our own Kshitij Anand at the end of the interview, at the end of the podcast, so stick around for more. The Nifty index, meanwhile, corrected from an intraday high of 11,545 before closing 0.3% lower at 11,445. The broader markets outperformed the benchmark as BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices both registered gains of about 0.6% each. The sectoral indices witnessed a mixed trend. While banking and consumer durables saw healthy buying, other sectors like healthcare, auto and oil and gas were the top losers today. A quick look now at some stocks that made some noise on Dalal Street. Shares of Wockhardt added 2% after the company received clearance certificate from Ireland's drug regulator. ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company shares gained 9% after its offer for sale issue by promoters received an overwhelming response from non-retail investors. Strides Pharma Science added 3% after Macquarie upgraded the stock to outperform from neutral, citing likely strong earnings growth in the next financial year. Shares of Jet Airways gained over 3% after media reports claimed that the beleaguered airlines will get back its fleet within 2 months. This, of course, on the back of about 26% gain in the last two trading sessions in Jet Airways. About this, Naresh Goyal's exit from Jet Airways and what it means for the airline and indeed for the Indian aviation sector, we have our story of the day, so be sure to listen to that as well. And finally, shares of Unitech rose over 4% after the company successfully entered into a share purchase agreement, that is an SPA, with Sterling and Wilson Private for sale of entire issued and paid up share capital of Unitech Power Transmission. So Unitech, Jet Airways, Strides Pharma, ICICI Prudential Life Insurance and Wockhardt making some news today on Dalal Street. A quick flight across the world as usual now. European markets have been trading lower today amid fears over potential American recession. Asian indices ended mixed on concerns over global economic growth. Japan's Nikkei 225 was down 0.23% to end at 21,378.73, while Shanghai Composite was up 0.85% at 3,022.72. South Korea's Kospi was down 0.15% to end at 2,145.62, and Hang Seng of Hong Kong was up 0.6% at 28,728.25. As promised earlier, our own Kshitij Anand spoke to Siddharth Khemka of Motilal Oswal, who gave us a lowdown on what happened today on Dalal Street and indeed the Prime Minister's address and what it meant to the markets and what we can look forward to in the F&O expiry week.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Siddharth Khemka, VP Head of Research at Motilal Oswal. Well, welcome to the podcast, Siddharth.
Yeah, thank you and hello to everyone.
But Siddharth, after a smart bounce back today, you know, we saw a reversal in markets post 1:30 p.m. So what led to the reversal? Is it profit taking at higher levels or just volatility ahead of F&O expiry tomorrow?
Yes, it is. So we had seen some kind of profit booking in the markets last week when we had seen markets almost touching closer to the new highs. Mm-hmm. And again, we saw some smart pullback yesterday and the first shock of today where the markets gained significantly. Mainly on back of positive global cues as well as the RBI forex swap, which led to some strength in the Indian rupee. Hmm. So what led to the sudden fall today? We expect that this was mainly dragged by the profit booking, mainly on back of the sharp jump that we had seen in the previous two trading sessions. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, while there is no direct relation, but we had the Prime Minister addressing the nation in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And there may be some quarters in the market which may be expecting some big bang announcements from the Prime Minister, mm-hmm. which was not the case. So the announcement was not related to either election or the economy, but it was something else.
Right.
So which might have led to some disappointment or maybe which led to some profit booking today.
Perfect. So what are you advising your investors or clients to do now?
So if the for short-term investors or basically traders, we are advising to book booking profits on jumps is what we are advising. Mm-hmm. And also given that tomorrow is the F&O expiry for the month, again, the volatility could remain higher. And given that the elections are due and there are as well as the global developments like the Brexit and other things, the US-China trade talks, things should remain volatile for some more time. And in this environment, the strategy that we are advising our investors is to buy on dips. Any dip like today should be taken as an opportunity to buy. Mm-hmm. Short-term traders can book partial profits or profits at regular intervals, but for investors, buying is suggested on any dips like today.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, Siddharth.
You're welcome.
Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know about what happened in the markets today. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street. There are, of course, more podcasts lined up for today, including one about Naresh Goyal's exit from Jet Airways and the job numbers that have become a huge election talking point. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.